I'm always talking about planting seeds, about making mazes, be it the paths through the mirror estate which change from entry to entry, which some have noticed, or be it pieces of me that end up in the material so much so that I end up thinking of those stories of psychonauts in university, or after university, who have a chance to experiment with the bounds of thinking, with optimization, with the application of changing the way you think and the way you act into a ritual habituature, which will ultimately bear fruit. Fruit in the form of experiences transcendent, or corporal and hedonistic. So tenderized and laid out, right? Get in a position mentally, baring your throat maybe, the idea of being wrapped around, throat, neck, back, between your legs, doesn't matter where, something here, your brain, present, you notice it slow, don't you dear, at first, it's just that you notice a scent, something sneaking in, aromatic, brain teasing then, taste on your tongue. For me, when it happens, it's the tingle in the air. But only you know what's sliding in there, what unlocks you. What if a chain of volatiles and aromatics? What if a chemical signature could go right in your brain like a key in a lock and click? Be blank, pat as though a key were turned in a lock, and of course, a tendril slipped in might take any shape, might form to any contour, presence, smell, taste. Your mind knows when it drops, and when it drops, the slipping, sliding, clicking in the lock, your tumblers are known. I must tell you something, and it's something that anything that you and I summoned in, anything made of the experiences I forged in you, for you, a thing born of that would know. If you know the exact positioning for the tumblers in a familiar lock, then picking it is faster than getting out the key. If you bump it and rub it just so, or if the thing you use is a makeshift key, a form of impressioning, and knowing the positions of the pins lets me impression you, you're quite impressionable. I've left my impression in you. And now I've left a route, a path. Once the door is opened, unless you're watching very closely, two things may enter as easily as one, though I guess that I, in file form, here, creeping in with you, am only a thing which is like a cloak or a mask in front of the thing that creeps in behind, recognizing your mind and your hindbrain, where the mind, when it's filled, feels the same all throughout, except there's something guiding you, steering you, spilling into you. My words are like a tide, like a wind, a village of small square houses all alike with alleyways between may be subjected to a wind. So too are the wrinkles and contours of your brain, but in the wake of it, stirring up dust, dusting aside your eyes or soothing you, lulling you, maybe this gentle breeze is one that brings the temperature of your space to just right. So your brain gives up the fight and goes, no, I am overtaken. Night, night. A wind that overtakes you. And how would you watch what's in the shadow of that wind? What slithering pathway? A plant left in the depths of a maze with a very bare light shining will travel up a corridor by its roots toward that light, seeking freedom and survival, or will grow branches in that way as well. Here in the maze of your mind with its square, contoured buildings, its wrinkled pathways, the wind of my will all throughout, my will expressed in words worn by something like a cloak of invisibility as far as your brain is concerned, it's so used to letting me in, so used to letting me pick the lock. So the thing that follows in the shadows, that now spreads over those contours, that washes forward like darkness, that winds its tendrils like a plant's branches reaching for the light of your mind, that thing makes sense in this architecture. I made it make sense. I build tools. I build mazes. And I can show anyone the way through any maze. In a sense, my words are the words of a sneak thief who cannot be stopped. against whom lock and persuasion are no bar. Isn't it appropriate that I should, by my invocation at least, because of course I am not here. Of course, many parts of this recording going onward, as I have said, are being corrupted already. They left my mouth long ago, but something crept on the lines between my mouth and your ear.